When an economist or a finance journalist tells you there's a housing bubble, you may take the advice or leave it. When the federal head of the Treasury, Joe Hockey's top public servant, says Sydney is unequivocally in a housing bubble, you should probably sit up and take notice. It's one of the strongest official warnings yet about the current surge in the city's property prices. John Fraser used the word bubble about Melbourne too, but outside the two biggest cities, prices are actually falling in some areas. David Taylor reports.
Finished. All done. Sold you for $950,000.
As any first home buyer in Sydney and Melbourne at the moment will tell you, the property market is still rising, and it's harder than ever to get your foot on the bottom rung. Because it's not just them who are hunting for bargains. The investors are still out there too, and hungry for property. Figures show more than half of all new mortgages around Australia are now going to investors, not to people who just need somewhere to live. That's an all-time high. In Sydney, the proportion's even higher. Investors make up 60% of the market.
When you look at the housing price bubble evidence, it's unequivocally the case in Sydney. Unequivocally.
That's not a real estate writer or a property forecaster. It's no less than the Secretary of the Federal Treasury, John Fraser. He was speaking at a Senate estimates hearing this morning. It doesn't sound like a call for calm, but in Parliament today, the Prime Minister didn't share his worry.
As someone who, along with the bank, owns a house in Sydney, I do hope that our housing prices are increasing. I do want housing to be affordable, but nevertheless, I also want house prices to be modestly increasing.
Now, Madam Speaker, silence on my left.
Now, Madam Speaker.
In the Treasury Secretary's words, even a casual observation of the market shows evidence of an asset bubble in Sydney and Melbourne. He said, and I quote, "You just have to see these renovation shows to realise something's amiss."
It's certainly, I think, the case in the higher priced areas of Melbourne, and I base that on my own observation as well as the data. The fact is, though, house prices are high, and it is, and certainly in Sydney, having a palpable impact on young people trying to get into the housing market. And I think that's highly, highly unfortunate.
Official warnings of a bubble usually set alarm bells ringing, because bubbles have a tendency to burst. But Tony Abbott reacted to the issue simply by selling the government's budget.
Madam Speaker, I welcome the statements of the Treasury Secretary, and I say if the Leader of the Opposition is concerned that things are happening that shouldn't be happening, the best thing he can do is work with us to get the small business budget boost through the Parliament as quickly as possible. That's the best thing that you can do, because that'll put more money in people's pockets.
Property investor Michael Yardney is sceptical of the Treasury Secretary's bubble warning.
I don't like the word bubble, because bubble to many people emotively implies bursting.
But the number crunchers say Australia's record low interest rates have actually inflated a housing market that was already looking dangerously overvalued.
It looks like the rate cut we saw in February has really caused a rebound in the rate of value growth in Sydney and in Melbourne.
Tim Lawless is a research director with CoreLogic RP Data. He says he can't see the market losing any momentum anytime soon. The paradox is that while property rockets in Sydney and Melbourne, markets are going flat or deflating elsewhere.
But outside of Sydney and Melbourne, the growth rates aren't really anything to write home about. We've seen Brisbane values up by 3%, 3.1%, and Adelaide's up 3.4%. The rest of the capitals are showing hardly any growth at all. In fact, Hobart values are down by 1% and Darwin's down by 2%.
As to the immediate future in Australia's most expensive cities, Mr. Lawler says he expects price growth will at least moderate as the banking regulator's grip on lending tightens further.
David Taylor reporting.